The past has a way of finding us when we least expect it. It arrives quietly, almost politely, carried on the back of small things. A familiar song drifting through a grocery store aisle, the smell of rain on warm pavement, the sound of a name spoken in passing. In an instant, we are no longer where we thought we were. We are standing in old rooms again, brushing against moments we believed we had already set down. The past rarely asks permission. It simply settles beside us and waits to be noticed. What lingers is not always the memory itself, but the meaning we attach to it. We replay conversations in the quiet hours, hearing every pause, every word we wish we could gather back before it ever left our mouths. We remember choices that altered the shape of our lives and wonder whether they also altered the shape of God's plans for us. Somewhere beneath the remembering is a softer, more vulnerable fear that we crossed a line we cannot uncross, that we arrived too late, that we quietly disqualified ourselves from the future God once intended. Scripture tells a steadier story. It is not a record of people who never failed, but of a God who never withdrew. Again and again, God steps into lives already marked by weakness and calls people forward anyway. God has always chosen people who were unfinished, people marked by failure, doubt, and weakness, and He has never mistaken their brokenness for disqualification. He works with trembling faith and unfinished obedience. He meets people in the aftermath of their worst decisions and does not turn away. God has always known exactly what He was working with, and He has never changed His mind about redeeming it. Still, knowing this does not always quiet the ache. Many of us believe God forgives us, yet we live as though the verdict is still pending. We trust His mercy in principle, but keep ourselves tethered to old guilt, replaying failures as if they still have authority. We confuse self-punishment with humility and assume that holding on to regret is a form of responsibility. But grace was never meant to leave us suspended between forgiveness and freedom. Forgiveness is not God tolerating us from afar. It is God releasing us. When He forgives, He does not leave us bound to what we have done. He unbinds us and calls us forward. And yet sometimes the hardest step is not receiving God's forgiveness, but agreeing with it. Learning to live forgiven requires us to loosen our grip on the shame that has become familiar to us, to believe that mercy is not only spoken over us, but meant to be lived from. What God releases, we are not meant to carry. You are allowed to stop carrying what God has already released. We sometimes fear we have gone too far for grace to reach us, but there is no distance we can travel that places us outside the reach of God. He does not stop calling us forward because of where we have been. Grace reaches us where we are, even when the road back is still long. There are things we cannot return to and repair. We know this. Some consequences remain. Some losses still ache, like an old injury felt when the weather changes. Grace does not ask us to deny those realities. Instead, it invites us to trust that God can still redeem what we cannot undo. Redemption does not erase the past. It transforms its meaning. What has been redeemed no longer gets to define what comes next. God gathers even the fragments we thought were useless and weaves them into a story shaped by patience, tenderness, and hope. Nothing surrendered to God is wasted. A prayer. Heavenly Father, You know how easily we carry what You have already released. You see the memories that return without warning, the moments that still ache, the places where shame has learned our names. Nothing in us is hidden from You, not our regrets, not our grief, not the parts of our story we still struggle to accept. We bring You our past honestly, not polished or defended, not explained away. We bring you the choices we wish we could undo, and the weight we have been carrying longer than you ever asked us to. Forgive us where we have sinned. Heal us where we have been wounded. Loosen the grip of shame where it has kept us bound. Teach us to trust your forgiveness not only with our words, but with our lives. Redeem what we cannot undo. Restore what feels broken beyond repair. And lead us forward, not dragged by yesterday, not ruled by regret, but shaped by grace. We place our past in your hands, our present in your care, and our future in your mercy. We choose freedom. We choose trust. We choose to live forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen.